This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Who gets the Summer Olympics in 2020? The International Olympic Committee makes the announcement tomorrow. With terribly high unemployment in Spain, worries about Fukushima radiation in Japan, and political unrest and refugees in Turkey, the cities of Istanbul, Tokyo, and Madrid are all facing economic and other kinds of uncertainty. Rowan Moore Garrity reports.
The Olympics may bring in a lot of money and tourism, but they're also incredibly expensive to put on. Brad Humphreys is an economist at West Virginia University.
The most important factor the IOC is taking into account is that the host city or region can actually pay for all the goodies that they promise to build.
The bidding process is set up to extract as much money as possible as cities compete with pledges to build bigger, better, newer. Victor Matheson teaches economics at the College of the Holy Cross.
Any bid that's likely to make economic sense is unlikely to get chosen by the IOC. And any bid that's likely to be chosen by the IOC is very unlikely to make economic sense.
He says the Olympics are good for construction companies and bad for taxpayers. Humphreys cites Athens in 2004.
Now, I'm not saying it caused the economy to collapse, but I think the Olympic debt didn't help them any in Greece.
Whether it makes economic sense, the IOC does like a narrative of overcoming adversity. And that's something all three finalists have. In Los Angeles, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity for Marketplace.